Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Today, a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. Today, we're interested in asking questions, especially about the Akashic Records. I'd be happy to take your call. That number is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. So, this is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent is with you each week at this time on Fridays. As I have stated earlier, I am here with you live, although this recording will be available as a download on both Dr. Pat's website and mine. And I just returned from my 14 Days of Magic in Egypt tour. Just as an FYI, I am an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from your guides through me and my connection into the Akashic Records. Today we will be talking more extensively about the Akashic Records. I also wrote a manifestation book called You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and I've taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. My customers tell us that the Genie Workshop experience gives them the tools to understand grit. I also taught the Flower of Life Workshop Merkaba Meditation for over 15 years and have continued this worldwide. I've released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and have written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, has developed a highly acclaimed and emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. I also write for Danyon Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. And in fact, I am on the cover this month. And I will be, you can find a link to that on my website. My website is www.maureenstgermain.com. That's M-A-U-R-E-E-N-S-T-G-E-R-M-A-I-N, maureenstgermain.com. So each week on the show, I intend to give you ideas for inspiration to help you lead a phenomenal life about transformation. And I'm so excited because that's the name of my company, TEI. Everything we do is geared to help time and effort. I started my company making products for myself that I felt I needed and realized that I wasn't the only one who needed these things, and so I made them available to my customers, and pretty soon a few small orders turned into a large amount of orders, and we have grown the company over the last 15 years. It is my pleasure to teach people and to work with them in the real world, to have in-person workshops where I learn what people are dealing with. And I am very grateful that I can be a channel for people and their information that they need. This week, for example, the theme that has been coming through in the readings has to do with people changing, but changing in a unique way. The unique way you're being asked to change at this time is to let go of what you have held on to that you think is important. Sometimes this means giving up the way you do things. Sometimes it means giving up that you have that you aren't really using, but you don't want to give it up because it's so valuable. And I'll give you an example. I had a gentleman in my office yesterday, Gucci boots that a former sweetheart bought for him, style for him. And he said to me, I keep thinking I should keep them because they're so valuable. And as I listened to you describe, let go, it's like, okay, it's done. I'm letting them go. And that's just symbolic. In a bigger way, look at how you're doing your business practices. Look how you've been handling situations. And say to yourself, you know what? This is good. It's working. But maybe I could do it better. And completely surrender to your highest and best good. Another tool I give people in terms of changing the way they interact with individuals is to ask for a meeting with your higher self and their higher self. And if you can, do it the night before your real 3-day meeting. And what will happen is the communications will be smooth. You'll accomplish what you intended to. Both parties will walk away satisfied. And you will have a tremendous feeling of accomplishment Because at the core level of your message, at the core level of your desire, your ideas, whatever it is you wish to convey will come through clearly, because the person who has had this meeting with you on the inner realms, in the dream time, let us say, at the higher self level, will actually be able to understand what it is that your clear intention was, no matter what your words are. The second thing that happens, and this is quite remarkable, is you will hear yourself say words that you might not normally use. You'll hear yourself say things in a way that you have not usually chosen to speak. What that gives you is a unique ability to convey exactly what you intended, and you are now getting out of a rut of how you do things. Now, before we go on and start talking about the Akashic Records, I'd also like to talk for a moment on the Aromandala blends that we have for every emotional wound. We have them on our website, MaureenStGermain.com, and you can just type in MaureenStGermain.com/Aromandalas, and it's AromanDalas. And that page does include a lot of information on these particular essential oil blends. Now, many of our clients carry a sampling of the product, or maybe they have the entire line of 20-some oils. What I want you to understand is these oils are tremendous. They're essential oil blends that are essentially used to help clear emotional wounds. Now, recently, a staff member of our company had to put down a beloved pet that had been with her many, many years, and her daughter was quite upset. And so she pulled out the blend passages, and she found that when the daughter used that, that her upset was allowed to be expressed, but it didn't hang her up. It didn't hold her back, and it didn't keep her stuck. So what it does in this case, this particular blend is about letting go, and she used the blend for helping her daughter move through her pain and then continue. And then later in the day, again, when more emotion came up, the same process. And again, this great feeling of a barrier controlling, keeping her safe, but at the same time helping her release that pain, release that emotion without it holding her back or marking it. One of the things people do not realize is our emotions are markers in space and time, and they literally leave a trail, so to speak. So when we get stuck in our emotions, we are literally keeping ourselves stuck in space and time. We're now in a place in the yugas where we are returning to the next round, and the next round is higher, more closer to God. And those yugas call us to God faster than when we came out from God. So the benefit of using these tools is that you can stay on task, ready for change, serving your highest and best good, and creating at a whole new level that had not been done before. Now, I'd like to talk about personal Akashic Record readings. And again, before I go on, let me give you the phone number. It is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Now, tomorrow in New York City, we are offering a Akashic Records training. So if you are interested in learning how to read your own Akashic Records, you can do so by taking this class. It's a wonderful class, and if you mention that you heard about it on the radio, there will be a $50 discount for you on the course fee. So make sure you mention that on your form, and then we will give you a rebate that you can use in the store for anything you like for up to $50, and it would be our pleasure to give you that discount. An individual Akashic Record reading from me can be had. I will also say to you that anyone who calls in will get to ask a question or two from their own record keepers, which I can help you with. So normally an Akashic Record readings with me is $150, and so you have a chance to have a question of yours answered by calling in and placing that question. 1-800-930-2819. Personal Akashic Record reading has many, many aspects. You know, I talk to people all the time, And I am personally continually amazed at the level of accuracy and single-pointedness that an Akashic Record reading provides. I have a number of clients that have readings with me every few months on their business or on various aspects of their business. And so when we come back, we'll be talking more about how that can be used for you personally and answer your questions if you are able to call in. I want to remind you that you can receive a copy of this show on our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com. And as a reminder also to sign up for a 50-minute private session with me and your record keepers, our phone number is 212-304-2123. 212-304-2123. I look forward to speaking with you in just a moment. Stay tuned, and we'll take your calls after this break.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Discover why researchers are investing time and money in an attempt to explain these unprecedented healings and how you too can master this extraordinary work. Reconnective Healing is a globally recognized new level of healing and has been taught to more than 60,000 people in more than 60 countries. Discover your ability to heal November 6th and 7th in Seattle with Reconnective Healing instructor Christine Upchurch. These events will teach you how to utilize this new spectrum of healing frequencies that allows us to access a level of healing beyond anything you've read about, thought about, or dreamed about. To register for the Reconnective Healing events in Seattle, visit thereconnection.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Maureen St. Germain, and we are taking calls today. Benny, do you have calls for me?
We do, and, you know, this is a rarity for you right now. Usually you're providing such great information and interviews to all of our listeners, but today is kind of special. So let's start things off. Actually, Barb has called in from Bellevue, and she had a question about her mom, and also see how far the Akashic reading you will give and provide for her. So, Barb, welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen. What's going on?
Thank you. I'm 5 years old, and I am just struggling with my relationship with my mother, and I just have a hard time finding love for her because I didn't really received love growing up. And I was just, I've always heard that before we come here, we select our parents. And I just can't figure out what lesson I'm trying to learn or what I'm supposed to be doing with my relationship.
Well, sometimes, Barb, the relationship is karmic. As you say, we select our parents. So it may be that you selected your mom because you knew you could give her love that she never received. And so maybe it's your time to be the mom to her in spite of the fact you are the daughter. So you're in a position of lesser power as lineage goes, but it is the power to love which will break through all of that. So what I see for you is that you're able to joyfully share the love and wisdom that you can bring from your higher self to everyone around you, including your mom. And so instead of looking to your mom for approval, understand that it is your mom who has never received approval. And when you start to give her approval and tell her how much you appreciate her and how fortunate you feel that she's alive and you're able to speak with her, so many families are dysfunctional and you're just grateful for what you've got, it will soften the shell she has around her that she has made to keep herself safe. And she's going to so start to love it, she's going to open her heart to you, and you're going to feel the difference. And whenever you're around her, what you can do is say a little prayer to yourself and just say, okay, I need some real help here, angels. And I, you know, she riles me, she pushes my buttons, whatever it is, you just say, I'm ready to let go of my old habits. Remember, we talked about it at the beginning of the show. It's time for a change. I'm ready to let go of my old habits, but I don't even know what they are. I don't know what I'm doing that pushes her buttons. And I'm ready to take the opportunity to make a fundamental change in my relationship with my mom and with my own higher self. And I know that I can be fully supported in this. And then let go of any expectations. The biggest thing between women nowadays is that life for you is so dramatically different than life was for your mother. And her ability to relate to what's going on for you, just, it's not in her vocabulary, it's not in her library of experiences. So, you know, let go of whatever expectation you might have of how a mom should be and decide that you can be both mom to her and daughter and understand that she did not get the love she has always wanted, and so she didn't know how to give it to you. And that's one of the reasons why. The difference is you have the ability to see that and understand it. So the reason is because you could do this for her and help her heal, not because you deserved to be in a...
So does that work out for you, Barb?
Well, yeah. It's always tough to put it into practice. It sounds good, but it's tough to put it into practice. Could I have an Akashic Records meeting?
Yes. You want to sign up for one?
I
was in the records for you just now.
Oh, got it. Okay. It's all kind of new to me.
Yeah. So that was your own record keepers and guides giving you reason why you have the relationship you have with your mom, helping you understand that it wasn't done as a punishment, but as a way to help your mom, and that you knew when you reached adulthood that you would figure it out and recognize what a true mom should be, do it for your own family, and then do it for her as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, we can sit that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Barb.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Barb. We appreciate the call. And Maureen, I think we have time for maybe one more caller before we end the show for today. Let's take Kathy. She's calling in from Seattle. And she has a job, but, you know, she's looking for some more money. I think a lot of us are. So let's see if we can help her out. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
What's your question?
My relationship with money, I can't seem to keep it long enough.
Okay, so let me ask you, what's going on in your clothes closet? Do you have a lot of clothes or a few clothes?
A lot.
So look at your clothes and tell yourself, okay, I'm going to keep 20 really nice outfits or 25 really nice outfits and clear out everything else. If it doesn't fit you, if you put on something and every time you put it on you take it off because you don't like how you look, that has to go in the Goodwill. Everything that you have not worn in a year goes in the Goodwill. Everything that doesn't fit you today, in the Goodwill. And clean out your closet, and that will open up all kinds of money. What's happening to you is you're in a place where you're kind of in a rut. And the old pattern is that for fear of scarcity, you hang on. You hang on to things. But in truth, the clothes that are in your closet, the ones especially that you haven't worn in a while, you don't really like that much anymore, and they don't make you happy anymore, but they might make somebody else happy. So let them go, and you'll start to see things shift. And you'll also start to feel good, because when you go in your closet, everything you look at, you like. Everything you put on, you can keep on. It'll change how you feel about yourself. That's the first thing. Then the second thing is, do you always know what's in your checking account?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So when you look at your checking account, I want you to close your eyes right now. Think about what the balance is. Now I want you to see that number double. Now see that number double again. Now see that number double again. Now take a deep breath. In and out. Now double the number again. Now double the number again. Now if you become uncomfortable, stop, take a deep breath, and do it some more. And do this exercise until you feel like you have enough money in the bank account in your mind that you could comfortably hold that energetically. A lot of times people are so worried about money that they only allow themselves to have enough money to cover their bills or to barely make ends meet because they're afraid of the responsibility or they're afraid that they won't have enough. So mentally do this exercise. Now, if you saw in your bank account $20,000 or $30,000, how would that make you feel?
Great.
Okay. And you went there. I could feel it. Your answer was a very joyful great, and you had laughter. So you do that for yourself every day. You wake up and you think, okay, how much is in my account? You know how much is there? You know, maybe it's only, you know, $200. And you say, okay, I'm going to double it now. And you mentally see, okay, now it's 400. And keep doubling until you're going, oh, my God. And then take a deep breath and go, okay, can I handle that? Yeah, I could do that. And then double it one more time after that deep breath. And do that every day for a long time till you forget to do it. That will change your money consciousness in general. And that plus cleaning out your clothes closet will make a huge shift for you.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
Yeah. It's interesting because when I tune into people's record keepers, I don't necessarily know what they're going to tell me. I don't think about ahead of time what it is that a client is worried about or feeling. But what the record keepers do is they know your patterns and your behaviors, and they can help you see what you might not see. You know, when a client comes to me and they say, you know, it's been a long time since I've had a reading. You know, my business is doing this weird thing. I'm not really sure why. I'm feeling a little stuck. And we go right into the records and we find specific information, and they name precise behaviors, precise actions you need to take. And they're also able to help you understand what is it that you are stuck on, so that you can let go of that stuckness. I'm reminded by a feeling of how we do things. You know, like, I know that if I do something a certain way, it will always work, or at least I think it will always work. But in truth, that is not true. Just repeating things the way they've always been done does not always guarantee that it will work this time. So the past is not a predictor of the future, like our parents would like us to think. So when you open yourself up to a new possibility and you say to yourself, okay, I'm ready for a new way of doing things, I'm ready for a new way of looking at things, what happens is your mind says, oh, well, we've been holding this other stuff on the side because we didn't think you wanted it. And all of a sudden, it's perfect. You know, it's like when you walk into your favorite store, whether it's a clothing store or a food store, and the proprietor says, you know, I got something new that I think you're going to really like. And although you've never tried this before, I'd like you to try it. And what do? You say yes. So my comment to you, my invitation to you, is to say yes to the universe. Say yes to the opportunity and look at adversity as a vehicle for transformation, and understand that all adversity is simply asking you to change and to let go of the way you are doing things. Remember, you can have your own personal Akashic Records reading with me, Maureen St. Germain. You can call us at 212-304-2123. 212-304-2123. You can reach us at MaureenStGermain.com.